Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Landfill, I haven't asked you yet. Phones are lit up. We're going to take phones the rest of the hour, okay? I don't know what was on the sheet. I apologize. I know I always stick to the sheet. Right now, I'm not. Landini, you think this kid's can keep up with the Ravens? Just scoring?
I've convinced myself that they're going to win this game.
Wow!
Yeah. One of the things that we've seen from Lamar's time in the NFL is they kind of don't come back particularly well. And I think that the Commanders can get ahead early. And, you know, then the defense will be able to sit back, understanding that they're going to pass. And I think they're going to win the game.
Wow.
I think they'll be able to stop them.
Is it possible the Ravens, with the crazy comeback over the Bengals? I kind of doubt it because they're like the talk of the NFL. But is it possible the Ravens have, like, seen, like, Washington's coming again? Who cares? Like, we'll beat them.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, and I doubt it because of all the conversation.
Game.
They're on the road at Tampa the following week, so I don't know that it's a trap game per se, but it is just, dude, they just came back from a road game. They've got the Commanders at home. Then they got two more on the road. I don't know. The Ravens' track record suggests they don't get caught up in that stuff, but they lost to the Raiders at home. That just happened. Phone lines are lit up. Let's go to Tyler in Fredericksburg. What up, Ty?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Do you think Washington could keep up?
I think we will, honestly. And actually, you brought up a great point that I was going to bring up as one of my points is, you know, when the Ravens won an overtime against the Bengals, I mean, we smoked the Bengals. Derrick Henry, as you know, is getting up there in age, and, you know, he had a couple good games. You know, I have him as part of my fantasy team, so I keep a pretty close track on that. But as well as our defensive has improved, especially stopping the run, if we're able to corral Derrick Henry and definitely keep Lamar Jackson under wraps and make and really force him, which he's gotten better at passing as well over the years, but he's not as good as a passer compared to Jaden, even though yes, Jaden is small sample size the last few games, but I think it's going to come down to a little bit of a shootout. But just like these last few games we played, if we're up by 20, 30 points and we start, you know, coasting, you know, quote unquote, in the run game, I think we're going to keep it alive. I think we're going to be sitting real pretty during that game. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you, Ty. Thank you. Can I give an early bleep you? I know it's Tuesday and not Thursday, but may I? Listen, hosting a radio program, this ain't brain surgery. Like, we're not saving, you know, at-risk youth here. But you do have to be a little bit locked in. Especially B is gone, so it's just me. Jeff's got me back up on the stream. My hair looks great, I'll add. But like, I got to kind of pay attention here. You know what you don't need? So my man D. Shea is asking in the stream, who's poking JP? You know what you don't need while you're solo hosting, trying to handle the phones, trying to handle a lot of things, is to get tickled. What kind of man tickles another man, Jeff? Anthony Haney, who I appreciate, I respect. Anthony Haney is a friend of mine, just walked in and tickled me in the middle of a segment. I feel like this should be a tickle-free zone. This should be a safe space, anti-tickling zone, especially from another dude. Another dude as skinny as freaking Anthony.
You're Tickle Me Finley.
What the hell is going on here?
Why he walk in here and say, oh, y'all on air?
Yeah, like, what do you think's happening? And I'm going to ask you a real question. You think I send I spend a single extra minute in this chair than I have to. You think I'm sitting in this damn chair if I'm not on the air? You just walk around tickling people? Is that your thing? Landfill, when's the last time you tickled another man?
I mean, it's been a while.
Jeff? Who knows what Jeff's up to?
I don't tickle men.
I tickle my daughters.
Aunt
my
likes to tickle people.
Loves getting tickled. My 5-year-old daughter tickles me. She's my kin, and she's 5. Anthony, why the hell did you just walk in here and tickle me? Yeah, she's that old. Give him your mic, Jeff. Aunt, explain yourself. Why are you out here tickling dudes?
Hold on. Let me get the headphone on. You can hear me, JP?
I hear you, buddy. The stream saw you tickle me, too.
Yeah, so I just thought to, you know, catch you off guard. I know you didn't see me. I saw you.
Sure.
So, you know, I just crept up right behind you, and I try to, like, poke you in the side. And this is typically what I do to my younger brother. He's 18 now. But when he was younger than me, or I guess when we lived together, that's how I would, like, you know, beat him up and, like, bully him a little bit. So I'm not going to say I was bullying you.
You guys were related.
Yes.
Let's start there.
Yes.
Lived in the same home. Now, you and I are friends. I don't want to act like we're not friends.
Uh-huh.
In hindsight, do you wish you hadn't tickled me live on the radio?
Nah.
So you're a known tickler?
Yes.
I think you have to let people within 500 yards of your home know that. You can't just go around tickling people.
I'll let you know.
And
everybody knows that.
I'll give you a chance at redemption here. Do you think the Commanders can keep up the scoring with the Ravens?
Keep up the scoring with the Ravens? I think if they are as aggressive as they were against the Bengals, I think that a team like the Ravens, you know you have to score touchdowns. You can't settle for field goals. I think you got to be aggressive. And if you are, I think you'll have a chance, you know, be in the game. But ultimately, I think the Ravens will win this game.
That's Ant Haney. Check him out on the Hoffman program or wherever dudes that tickle other dudes hang out. Let's get back to the phone lines. That was a bizarre 5 minutes. Listen, I'm a fan of the Hoffman program. I might have to call in and make sure Craig knows what happened here. Craig is a believer in civil liberties. Mine were possibly violated. If we had an HR department, I might take it up with them. It's possible Darius is in charge of HR. Jeff thinks he's the right guy for the job because he runs a Madden league. Did I miss anything there, Landfill?
I think that's pretty much it, but we're all in agreement with Ant here. I think we need more tickling of JP.
No.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Toothpick is on the line. Pick, can the Commanders keep up with the Ravens?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JP. Listen, first off, Jay, I'm going to say this. Ant is an outstanding young man, and if he felt like you needed to be poked, you needed to be poked. So just go with it.
Damn, the people are backing up Ant, backing up the tickler. I'm the aggrieved party.
No, JP. You're not aggrieved at all. You're a fella that needs to be poked every now and again. Just like
this is
D.
like
Raven.
When Bishop had the dream about me and people yelled at me. I'm the aggrieved party.
No, listen, Jay. The Ravens are the bullies, right? And they used to punch the people in the mouth. Well, you got an offense that comes in that's aggressive, and they like to run the ball just as much as the Ravens do. The question is, can we keep up the scoring with them? I'm with Landfill. We're going up to Baltimore, and we're about to beat them.
Damn, people are feeling good. Ravens are a pretty good football team. Thank you, Toothpick. Appreciate you, pal. Let's clean out these calls so I don't get yelled at for. Jeff, don't take any more, but we're going to take these last two, okay? I'm going to try to get us out on time. Not my strength. Apparently, like, getting tickled. Jamal is on the line. Jamal, can Washington keep up with the Ravens?
What's going on, JP? We definitely can keep up with them, man. Like, this right here is big. everybody knows that this is the Mo's versus the Yo's. If you know, you know. And we got another one against them with Lamont and Tank, and I don't think that one will go in our favor. So this one, we got to go get. So I feel like if we can keep B-Rob healthy, I think he's going to play because he see McNichols, whatever. We all see him. That guy's the reason B-Rob didn't miss that game. If he didn't show out the way he did, B-Rob is like, yeah, you know what? I see that guy. That's the reason my guy Eckler got back from the concussion fast, too. So we have a great running back room that I feel we're going to lean on, and that's going to lead us to a victory. I think we're going to win the game 27-24. Washington Commanders, thanks for taking my call.
Great call. Thanks, Jamal. Yo, people are optimistic, man. If you look at the betting, if you look at where the action is, it's early in the week, too. This is all probably going to stabilize over the course of the next couple days. The tickets are about split, early action, Commanders-Ravens, but the cash is all on Washington, getting 6.5. That could mean a few things. It could mean there's some real sharp money, some big money plays on the Commanders. It could just mean there's more people making generally bigger plays here. Last call of the day, my man Rusty. Can Washington keep up with Baltimore?
What's up, JP? How you doing today? And I knew that you would get me on the radio after I just got done rolling up 1,200 foot of hose. So,
whoa, pause, dog.
Yeah.
You got 1,200 hose?
I own a power washing company. So.
Sweet. Come by the house.
But anyway.
The backyard
yeah,
can use
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a ride. But anyway, we can definitely keep up with the Ravens. And I actually threw a tweet out last night that said, I'm the only happy person on the group text. I never thought it would be that way. I got a group text with some Bears fans, a Jets fan, Eagles fan, stuff like that. But I told the group text last night, I said, hey, I think we can beat the Chiefs. I was just watching them last night, and I mean, yeah, they are the champs. Until they're not the champs, they're the champs. But I think that we can compete with any team, and that includes them. Now, what I have to say to the other guy who's probably listening and had to hear all these people say that the Ravens are going down is that you named all these people that we're sleeping on. Did you forget about Jeremy McNichol? Did you forget about Austin Eckler, who nobody wanted? Did you forget about Zach Ertz, who's, I don't know, 39 years old or whatever he is? Did you forget 39. About – that was, yeah, a stretch. Did you forget about Brandon Coleman, who's a rookie left tackle? Did you forget about Tyler Biadasz, who, by the way, is kicking ass up and down the field?
Sure.
Like, let's talk about the guys on the burgundy and gold that nobody's talking about. Yeah, Jaden gets all the love, and he should. DQ gets all the love, and he should.
Russ,
good Lord, how?
If I may, so you're calling in ahead of the Ravens game, Commanders Ravens, to not only say you're not worried about Baltimore, you think it's time to go to Kansas City and beat the Chiefs' ass? Is that where we're going here?
I'm not going to put anybody in front of the game that's the current game, but I'm to a point now, a fan of this team for 41 years. I am to the point now where I feel like we can compete and beat any team in the league.
Rusty, you're like ludicrous. You got hose. Thanks for the call, buddy.
302.
I got this tweet from Chester Eubanks. He said, remember, Baltimore had trouble with the Bengals. Without that bad hold, Baltimore probably doesn't win. If you want to play the same opponent's game, it's kind of interesting because Washington went out there and looked really pretty damn good, but Baltimore did kind of have to – they were down 10. They came back. You deserve credit anytime you come back. Should be a hell of a ball game this weekend. You know what else should be a hell of a ball game? Caller number 10, right now, you win two tickets to the Africa Cup 2024, Saturday, October 12th, DC United versus Asante Kotoko SC at Audi Field. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.